Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm standing here at Fan Expo 2015, and really happy to be here with a really cool cosplayer we met at Con Bravo called Jen from My Sherry Cosplay. How's it going?
Great. How are you doing, Jaesu?
Not too bad. How many years have you been cosplaying?
A little over a decade.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. What was your first con, and what was the costume?
My first con was Anime North, and when I was cosplaying, that would have been 2005, and my first cosplay was Ravion Rose from DigiCarrot.
Very cool. Very cool. Wow, that's quite a bit of time. Wow. Now, when we were at Con Bravo, I'm a comic nerd, so what struck me about you is you're dressed as Kate Bishop, Hawkeye.
Yeah.
As you are today. And you were impressed because I knew who you were.
Yeah, Kate is a little obscure.
Yeah.
And I was thinking with the popularity of Hawkeye, they was going to pick up a little more, but it's still very few people recognize the costume.
Yeah, Young Avengers even, too.
Yeah.
When was the first time you cosplayed Kate?
That would be at C2E2 this past spring. I have a friend who introduced me to the Hawkeye comic who is doing a group and invited me to cosplay with them, so I thought that's a great idea. And I chose the cover image with the I Heart Hawkeye shirt just because that would be easy. And if I felt like doing more in-depth Kate costumes after that, that would be a gateway.
Yeah, and the cool thing is you also cosplay as Clint.
Yeah.
Which I saw the pictures. It was amazing, actually.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
No problem. Any thoughts on doing other Hawkeye variations?
Well, right now I have 4 different Hawkeye costumes.
Oh, wow.
I've done sort of an L.A. version, which is what I'm wearing today. I've done the cover version. I've done Clint. And I've also done a bikini for wearing to the beach cosplay meetup, which was based on her Young Avengers costume.
Nice.
There is a fan art work of Kate, which is sort of MCU aesthetic.
Okay.
Which I might consider if I want to do a 5th Hawkeye costume.
Cool. If you wanted to even go even more obscure, I think at some point in the 70s, Clint was wearing a headband and a skirt.
And the greatest part is that they put Kate in a version of that outfit in one of the Young Avengers one-shot comics.
You could do it, definitely. Now, have you always been a Hawkeye fan, or was it the Matt Fraction series that brought you into it?
Yeah, it was definitely the Matt Fraction series. It was one I've had a lot of trouble getting into Cape comics, like the superheroes. I've read them. They don't necessarily catch my attention. I've tried. Yeah. I'm more into the sci-fi and fantasy stuff.
Okay.
But Hawkeye, my friends sold me on it with the humor. They're like, oh, no, it's hilarious. There's this funny part and this funny part and this funny part. You got to read it. It's great. And I read it, and there were funny parts, but I was a little annoyed at my friends on selling me it as a comedy because it's really not.
Not really. Did you get a chance to finish the series finally?
Yes. Yeah.
A little emotional with the dog.
Mm-hmm.
I was at work at the day job in the cafeteria reading it, tearing up over this dog.
Pizza Dog is dear to so many readers' hearts.
Definitely.
And, yeah.
Do you have I know it's been a decade, but favorite moment you've had cosplaying? Or couple moments?
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's so hard. Actually, no, I do. I went to New York Comic Con 1 year, and I was dressed as a character from Venture Brothers, which is my favorite cartoon ever. And they were giving away autograph signings with the creators, but by draw ahead of time.
Okay.
And so I didn't get one, but I was still dressed up from the characters, and I was hanging out in the lobby with a few other people who also didn't get tickets, but they were in the character costumes, so we were hanging out and appreciating the show. And someone came by and said, hey, are you guys going to the signing? No, we don't have tickets. Here you go, now you do. And they just handed all of us autograph tickets, so I got to go and meet the creators of my favorite cartoon ever in my costume that I made, and they complimented my workmanship, and that was just amazing.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Now, we do a segment on the show called the Geek Survey. So if I could ask you a couple questions off that.
Sure.
What kind of things do you geek out over?
Video games, mostly, and cartoons and American movies. I'm not that much into anime, but...
fine.
Zelda video games, specifically.
Cool. What's the geekiest item that you own?
You actually make people pick?
Yeah. The geekiest item I own... I have... gosh, this is really hard. I don't know. I have a jack-a-melon that I made, which is a watermelon carved in the shape of a jack-o'-lantern based on Gravity Falls Summerween.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And everyone looks at that in my apartment like, what is that?
Nice. And let's say someone was going to make a movie about you and your cosplay adventures. Who would you want to play you in the movie?
Tilda Swinton.
All right.
There we go.
Nice. Well, she's going to be in Doctor Strange, so yeah. Very cool. Do you have any future cosplays in mind?
Yes. Hopefully next week. I'm on a really tight timeline. I'm going to pull off a Captain Marvel.
Nice.
And in sort of the ongoing process is Princess Midna from Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess and Nightingale from Atomic Robo.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And I know you've got some upcoming shows. I think you're actually going to be up in our neck of the woods at the Grape and Wine Festival.
Yes. My friends who run cosplay for Cure have a group who is going in the parade, so I'm going to be heading there with them.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, you know, thanks a lot for taking your time to talk to us during your busy schedule during the con. We really appreciate it. I was impressed with you at Con Bravo, and I'm following you on your page.
Thank you very much.
By the way, tell the folks where they can go to view your stuff.
Well, I have a website with my entire cosplay portfolio at MaiSherryCostumes.com. That's M-A-I-S-H-E-R-I costumes.com. And then I'm on Facebook and Tumblr and Twitter, all under MaiSherryCostumes.
Very cool. Well, thanks again for your time, and have a great rest of the con.
Thank you very much. You too.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.